Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, Pooh has a honey bear stuck on his nose. I mean a honey jar, not a honey bear.
Or a honey bee.
A honey bee, no, honey jar.
Oh, because he also got stuck trying to get out of his hole. Remember that?
Hello, Rob.
Hi, Pooh.
Would you like to come to the house at Pooh Corner?
Why do they call you Pooh?
Because I'm incontinent.
Did you ever get teased as a kid? People would call you Pooh, Pooh.
I had poo all over my fur.
Oh, God.
Around my ass.
Is that why you don't wear pants? Just the red sweater?
No, I don't wear pants. Man. I don't wear pants to let the boys breathe.
The boys.
The boys, that's what I refer to as my testicles.
Hi to everybody down in Ocean City. I don't want to jeopardize anybody's license here. Hi, everybody. It's
Happy
the Mike
birthday,
O'Mara
Mike.
Show, huh?
Hello.
Happy birthday.
Woo. Yeah, it's my birthday. Thank you to everybody that sent me greetings. It's been very, very kind and always very, very nice. This would be filed under the distracted birthday. This is the distracted
Why
birthday.
Why distracted?
Because there's simply too much going on with everything I'm getting ready for down here to really focus on that, but got my birthday from my son.
Good.
And my wife and my son. His birthday gift was a wonderful montage of photographs of Michael and me put together in a frame. Absolutely beautifully done.
Cool.
And I want to thank Mrs. O'Mara for that, for helping
my
son.
Very sweet.
As far as the main gift from Mrs. O'Mara, and really, ultimately, that's what we care about. We care about the gift from our spouse, don't
yes,
we?
Yes, I really? Think that's key.
I still care about getting a decent gift from my wife because I get her a decent gift at birthday time. And
Mike would say all year round.
And it's in the mail.
Oh, it is?
Oh,
did she consult with your sister on that?
She, there is a company that she is dealing with.
Shame, we know your name.
Let me tell you, I'm going to tell a true story.
All right.
Because you know what? I don't care if anybody knows. Look, shipping is shipping, and sometimes things get screwed up. The fact is that the people at Amazon, I don't know if everybody's going to get this consideration, but Carla told me the story about it. She said, your gift was supposed to be here, but didn't get here today. It was supposed to be here so you could open it in the morning. It's not going to get here until tomorrow. She said, so she gets on the phone with the good people at Amazon. So, well, that's really not good enough that it's going to be here tomorrow. What can we do to make you happy? Would this, they offered her 50% off.
That is phenomenal.
Wow, so that's pretty good. Yeah. $3 saving.
And maybe
isn't that $350?
And
$350.
Really, Mike, we've talked about this here on the program. My gift is arriving today for you, and I ordered it days ago. And maybe if Carla had ordered a little earlier, it would have been there on time.
That's true.
Regardless, her poor planning had allowed her to get 50% off. She's the big winner.
Yeah, that's right.
She is the
miss.
Big winner. I'm very happy. But Oscar, I know you've been up since 5:30, but technically really isn't, aren't you both swimming in the same pool? If I don't have your, as we take
if my
the show
gift arrives
on the
and
date
hers
of
doesn't.
My birth.
A lot of people got you their gift yesterday, Mike.
Yeah, Rob wins. I have the gift
wins.
To Rob. Rob wins because it was because I opened it.
Don't
Rob's
hide the
gift
box,
before
Carla.
The show.
I can see that happening.
You believe that would be a wonderful little controversy among many that you've had with my lovely wife. Would that be a veiled accusation that perhaps my wife, because her gift has not arrived, took yours and hid it so that she would not look bad.
Put it behind, that, like in the back of the birthday tree?
Is that the... I just want to find out if that's the conspiracy theory that Oscar is...
There's a possibility, because I imagine...
That's a possibility.
If I tracked my package, and if by tonight you have not received mine,
right.
I have some questions.
Oh, that's right. You know what? All I care about is...
Because I sprung, Mike. I sprung for the... For the guarantee that you were going to get yours
today.
Oh,
so you truly waited to the last minute.
I did.
Well, you boys are very kind, and I want to show everybody Rob.
What did Carla? No, no, no. What did Carla get you? Yeah, no, but when it gets
yeah, what
here,
do you suppose it's
what
gonna
do you,
be?
What do you get?
No, I don't have a clue what you're getting me. I have no idea what Carl's getting me. I would, but this is one of the part of the set of a booze decanter and cocktail glasses. Look at that! Look at that thing. That's like right out of a movie set.
Is that
isn't
top
it?
Gonna like, fall right off, or is there a
no,
top?
No, there
on
is
it?
A top.
I haven't put the top. I haven't
got
put
it,
the top
got
on
it.
It's
and Mike's house, too. You don't usually put the top back on the whiskey mm-hmm. decanter because the night's never over.
Ah, you know, you get something like this though. You walk around your living room and go, "Hello, Columbo. Can I offer you a?" Can I offer you a beverage? Can I get a drink? I need a drink. How many times did you see in the old movies
where
nobody would ask what you were drinking and say, would you like a drink? Yeah, I think I need one. And they walk over to the decanter yeah. and they
the
pour
classic,
it out. So.
The classic guy with barware in my family was my Uncle Dick, and he had the thing that was three decanters in a row that had the medals on them that said, like, scotch, bourbon, vodka. So they right. were labeled. I mean, yep. this guy had all the toys at his bar.
This will be filled with the finest Whistle Pig rye whiskey. That's what I plan on doing with that. That's
very, very cool. I'm glad it fell into thankful hands because you're very hard to shop for, and Carlo was very helpful helping
you know,
me figure but, it
you
out.
Know, so really, I will be being honest once again. I must say, and this is not a pity party, and I didn't post about it last night, but this is another one of those. This is a bittersweet birthday.
57?
57, and to be honest, right
like
up until
Hines.
The year she
yeah.
passed away, I would get the
lots
morning call. First call I would be get was from my dear sweet mom. Mm. And so this one sucks. And my sister picked up the slack. God bless her. Called and sang happy birthday. And my little guy sang happy birthday.
Aww.
And it is true. By the way, it is true. The older you get, the more those little tiny things mean than the other stuff.
Yeah,
and
presents aren't that important.
That's what Kathy
keeps
saying.
What is yours
going
to get here, goddammit?
You'll be there by 3, I imagine.
Think about Oscars, though. I love your gift, and Rob, it was phenomenal, but you know Oscar always does something techie and stuff.
Well, like mine's
that,
very
why
old
are you
school.
Putting, yeah, Oscar's giving you a thumbs down.
That's right, yeah. Why is as that? I do for him on a daily basis. I would like to mention to Mr.
I'm going
to
get him glassware. It's going to knock his socks off.
Yeah, you know, here's a word that you'll learn about if you ever decide to truly get married. I know that it's probably, I know you've made steps towards getting married. Words have been exchanged, but we don't know anything about a wedding. The word on the box is a little word called Waterford, and it's going to mean a lot to you when you register for gifts.
I don't need that nonsense.
Yeah, of
who's
course
been
not.
To that town? Me, this guy.
Hey!
Know what he's talking about. Yep, absolutely. Very, very cool. Pooh likes it, too. Don't you, Pooh? Do you like that?
Oh, what a wonderful decanter.
Hey, Pooh.
By the way, that's my new impression, and that's my two little sleep impression of the day, Winnie the Pooh. Hey. How many people do Winnie the Pooh? You know,
Pooh, how come Piglet doesn't wear pants either?
Oh.
He, like me, practices an alternative lifestyle.
Oh, Piglet.
Mike, thank it's you. Open Line Wednesday.
Oh, wide open
hey,
Wednesday.
Look who's steering
open
the show.
Wednesday.
Yeah, I know. He's been doing that a lot lately, okay? Hey, when you're sleep deprived, let me run the goddamn store, okay? But let's go. That's a good suggestion. I'll take that suggestion.
Thank you.
Oscar.
Appreciate that.
Oscar looks at me like, yeah, see? That's what you wanted to do. No, I wanted to. He got bored with Pooh, did he not?
He was
he
bored,
got
with
effing bored with Winnie the
he
Pooh.
He said, Jesus,
know?
The two old queens are going to talk about glassware again. Let's go to the phones.
Let's confuse our callers.
Oh,
and
look,
I'll take
there's
the,
a call.
I'll take the first call
nice
as Winnie the Pooh.
Hinting.
Right? Okay. Let's go to the first call.
Hello, you're in Pooh Corner.
Ew.
Yes, what, now, why like, did you hold on a second, caller? Pony, why did you say you?
Pooh
Does that
Corner.
Bother you?
Pooh Corner sounds disgusting.
But I'm just doing.
Yeah, he's
did
doing
they
his
not
bit.
Grow up with the
he's
cartoon?
He's doing his bit. No, no, it was a book. It was a book
I
for
did
us.
Not.
It was a book for.
Yeah.
It was a cartoon
we
for you.
It,
like it was
they canceled
for me.
It by the time we got
and
on.
Mike, it was a say. Hit song by Loggins and Messina.
All right. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hi. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. What can we do for you? And our phone lines are open at 888-920-MORE. Hello. What can we do for you?
I would like to buy 99 of Mr. Santana's bricks and have them engraved with my name, please.
Oh, my God. Who's this?
Wonderful. That's
state your name.
Well, it's Dirk. Who do you, else do you think it would be?
Dirk Vastrick?
Hey, Dirk.
Oh, well, they're not really for sale. Today's about Mike, Dirk. Let's celebrate Mike.
Yeah, nice happy birthday to me, Dirk. You're calling in to give Oscar 900 brick. Yeah. What the hell's that all about?
Sort of a massive fumble on your part, Dirk.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I'm trying to sell the trying to sell the bonus show, guys. Come on, give me a break.
I appreciate that.
You know, the one thing I would say, hold on, Dirk. The one thing I would say, I could never, the words could never come out of my mouth to Dirk Vastrick. Dirk, you're not generous. Dirk is the
true.
Most
generous
person I've ever known in my life. And Dirk, thank you for everything you do for me, my family, and for the show. You're a very good guy. We appreciate
is
it.
Is the engraving VD that you want on the brick?
Why would it be that? Why would he put his
Vastrick? Dirk, get it? VD?
Hey, Mike, hold a second. Mike, do you get it? It's a joke.
Dirk, we've both had a bad call. We'll talk to you later.
What can we do for you, Dirk?
Well, Mike, as the president of the Washington State chapter of the TMOS fan club, I just wanted to say, happy birthday,
That's awesome. Thank you, Dirk. Dirk, you're also a member of the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society. Am I right about that?
That is correct, sir.
All right.
And there just might be a little something coming from me in the mail for you shortly.
Oh, that's very exciting. I'll put it into the decanter.
Yeah.
All right. We love you, Dirk. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Appreciate it. All right.
There he goes.
Let's go to the next call.
Get it?
Hello, Michael Merritt Show. You are on the air. Hi, who's this?
This is Heather. Happy birthday, Mike.
Hi. What is your name again?
I'm Heather.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm old. Other than that, everything is just hunky-dory.
Awesome. Well, I was calling for two reasons. The first is I'm on my way to New York City. I left the DMV area around 5 a.m., and I'm driving for an audition to Wheel of Fortune.
Hey!
Ooh! Oh, I like that. Can we keep tabs on you? And if you get on the show, can you perhaps sneak a mention in or wear a T-shirt or something cool like that?
I will. Well, I don't know about the T-shirt because I don't know.
No logos.
No logos.
Are probably cool about that.
Send us a topless pic.
If you guys send me all your best wishes today and I get on, then I will definitely have a mention of TMOS. Even if it's just to say TMOS, you'll know.
TMOS has worked. That works for me. That would be great.
Everybody's going to know.
You know, hi to everybody, and we don't need a topless picture of Mr. Santana is sleep deprived. Okay, Heather?
Thank you.
Okay. And then the other, Mike, I've had a pending friend request for you for probably 3 years, so I would love it if you friended.
3 years.
Hold on a second. Hold on. All right. Let me.
Mike, if you want to search her name, it's Heather All About Me.
Now stop it. Will you be nice to Heather?
Hey.
Stop it.
How dare you?
Heather, give me. All right. I'm in Facebook right now. Give me your last name.
W-I-E-M, as in Mary, E-R.
Weimer.
Got to buy some vowels.
Yeah.
Hold on. Is your picture, are you Boise State?
Yeah, you are.
Oh. My profile picture is orange because it's for ending violence. Yes,
Jazzercise?
Oh, yeah.
Jazzercise!
Oh, wow.
Oh, you're lovely.
Yeah, we're eyeballing you right now.
And I just hit confirm request, and we are friends for life. Way to go. All right. Unless, of course, you know, Heather, I said friends for life. I might have misspoke. Okay. None of that gun support stuff. Okay. Okay. That's the quickest way to oblivion in the world of Mike. But Heather, God bless you. Good luck with your Wheel of Fortune audition and keep us in the loop. Update me on Facebook if you get your audition, if you get on the show.
I will. You guys have such a good day. Thanks for taking my call.
Good luck.
Thanks. Bye-bye, Heather. Thank you. Let's move on to the next caller. Hi. You're on the Mike O'Meara Show. Hello. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. What?
Well, I was calling for a TV suggestion for Mike, but first I had a question for Mike that I think me and all the listeners...
I'm here, sir. Sir, let me just interrupt and say I'm here. You're speaking to me right now, so you can address me directly. When you say you have a question for Mike, you can say I have a question for you. Mm. So,
and
so,
real quick, I have a guess. Are you headed to New York to audition for Jeopardy?
He's not going to get that. Hello. Go ahead, sir. What's your question?
Well, my question for you, Mike, is how's that at?
How's the ass? The ass is doing. That's a great question. That's a question that I answer enthusiastically. The ass, while not perfect, is much better. I don't think there was even one slight itch all night last night.
Oh,
congratulations.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks a lot. And what else? You wanted something else, I think?
I had a TV suggestion for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, since Game of Thrones is about to wrap up for the season, I have a show that would give you your fulfill your quota for TNA and violence.
Oh, tell me.
It's a Cinemax original, and before you think that's, you know, crappy, they've really put out some good shows. It just wrapped up its fourth and final season. It's called Banshee. I could give you the one-sentence description that might get you interested.
Okay, please go ahead. Lay it on me.
It's a master thief gets out of prison after 15 years and assumes the identity of a sheriff in a small town in Pennsylvania.
I like it.
It's amazing. I love it. And not that many people know about it because it's on Cinemax, but, you know, they're owned by HBO, too.
I get everything. Yeah. When I'm scrolling, I see Banshee, and I always think it's a movie, but it's actually a series. I will check that out. I'm right now into Animal Kingdom. I have bailed on Veep and even catching up on Veep episodes, and I've also bailed on Feed the Beast, which just is too schwimmery for me.
Banshee has that taboo stuff you like, too, if there's a little bit of that.
Oh, like that taboo stuff you like. That.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate the call. Let's take another phone call. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air.
Hey, is this Talking TMOS?
Talking TMOS.
The show after the show. When you can't get your fill, it's Talking TMOS right here on the More Network. Talking TMOS. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Jacob. Hey, I had a question for you guys. Do you guys pre-record the 98.7 The Wave commercials because Mike can't remember them?
Well, I don't know if that made sense. Were you trying to be funny?
You're trying to bust balls, but it's such a feeble attempt. You're trying to I'm trying to really understand what the ball but can you start again? Rephrase it and see if you can do a better job of ball busting than that. Okay, just try.
Do it, Jacob.
Do you guys
Jacob, are you a liar, Jacob? Is this Jacob the liar? This is Jacob the liar.
You got to tap out, Jacob.
Jacob, no. Go ahead. Try to rephrase it. And as a matter of fact, you seem like a really nice guy. You seem like an incredibly nice guy. And I would really like you to start again. So on the count of three, I'll give you one last chance here and start again. Here we go. Go.
No.
You tried. Oh, weird. Sorry.
It's a shame. Usually, Oscar, you know, the way I like it, and you're up there at the studio, you just get that first.
We're working on this, Mike. We're working on this. Timing-wise.
Do you get it?
Because the comedy.
This guy.
It's the a comedy VD. Of that.
Rob, you can speak to this.
Yes.
The comedy of that only really works when the guy goes, well, I.
Yeah, because, Oscar, otherwise you don't know it's been interrupted.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's just hanging up.
Well, I got that. Do you think I'm proud of this moment?
I'll tell you, both these guys, Rob and Oscar, don't even know of my ultimate plan, which is really to switch seats.
You'd have to move back up here.
Are we okay? Did we get through our four? Are we set?
I think we're good.
Yes. Okay, we filled our quota.
That's wonderful. Happy birthday to me. What a wonderful day it is.
That's the takeaway.
Happy birthday. And that's just wonderful. And let me ask Chip what he thinks about it. Chip, do you approve of the show so far? Absolutely, Mr. Mike. That's it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
They did a thing on 60 Minutes about, like, do you know you can buy a tiger here? Like, in this, like, if you guys want to buy a tiger tonight, I could get you in touch with someone. It does have tigers. I don't know if I can. You can't buy a tiger here in the U.S. They did an undercover, like, reporting on it. And my favorite part was they asked the guy that sells tigers. They were like, so do you think it's, like, too easy to buy a tiger in this country? And the guy was like, yeah, it's, like, it's way too easy. And you know what? That's why America's the best, all right? I didn't even know you could buy tigers. Like, I would have been embarrassed to ask. And then I come and find out, I don't really have to jump through hoops if I do want to buy a tiger. It's not an all-day thing, it's like an hour. I'll be right back with our tiger. And everybody wants to take away guns, you know, it's like we gotta get everybody's guns. But then that makes me nervous, because I think if you take away guns from people, those are the exact same people that will buy tigers. And that's a much bigger problem, all right? Like, you're probably gonna be like, look, here's your gun back. And they're like, no, I'm good, dude. My tiger is way better than my gun. My gun missed all the time. My My tiger rarely misses. Even if he does miss, it's just for a second, you know? Like, it's never, like, if the guy dodges, he's like, your dumb tiger missed. It's like, I mean, it did not. It is right behind you now. Yeah, he's pissed about it, so.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Pooh, take the intro, will you?
Okay. Oh, thank you, Mike.
Oh, it's Pooh.
Mm. Live from the FIFA room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
I don't have effing time, Pooh. On the air and online everywhere, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show, an internet broadcast with the greatest listeners on the in the universe.
Oh, no. F you.
Oh, my.
Pooh. Well, that's not Pooh-like.
What do you think this is, Ted?
Look it.
All right, I'm sorry. They get it. If you're here, you will too. Our phone lines are always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime, but we really only take four calls on Wednesday's show, and then that's it.
That's our promise to you.
But well, no, I don't want to go that far.
Well, it's not a real promise.
We usually take some calls. Our show today brought to you by the Hello Pillow. Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
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 Oscar. Hello. Get it.
Hello.
No. Jesus Christ.
Hello.
Somebody pour some water on him. How would you like to sleep on the best pillow you've ever tried? Say hello to Hello. Hello is a buckwheat hull pillow that conforms to you and provides cool, comfortable support. You get the best rest you have ever had because Hello suits every sleeping style and position. Air flows freely through Hello's buckwheat hull fill, so it stays cool all night long. You can customize its thickness just the way you want by adding or removing hulls at any time. And Rob, you're totally digging your Hello pillow.
You know what? For my entire life, I've been a pillow flipper because I want to find the cool side of the pillow. The Hello pillow stays cool all night long, conforms to your head, it gives you the best night's sleep you ever had.
Rob never asked for anything. He said, hey, look, Carrie's stealing my pillow all the time. Oh,
she took it right away.
Can you get me another one of these?
These are fantastic.
By the way, and if you were following Rob during the 90s, Rob is not only a pillow flipper, but he is a pill popper.
That's right.
Anyway, visit Hullo, that's H-U-L-L-O, pillow.com/TMOS to make the single purchase that you'll appreciate every night for years to come. Plus, 1% of all profits are contributed to the Nature Conservancy. They care about the environment. So get yours today at hullopillow.com/TMOS. That's hullopillow.com/TMOS and sleep better tonight. Rob loves the Hullo pillow. You will too.
Yeah, you'll never look back. It's fantastic.
And really, this is a, you guys said this is a big fan of the show, the guy that runs this Hullo pillow.
Yeah, nice
company.
Guy too. Yeah.
And we really want to sell a lot of pillows for him because they're fantastic. You'll thank us and he will thank us in turn, and that's the way the whole game works. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome to the show. I could talk about this very busy week I'm having with all of the medical stuff, but I do that all the time. I could talk about my son's first movie. I'd love to do that. I'd talk about hip school, going to hip school, and it's not to be hip. It's the hip. It's the old man hip school.
Here, there, and everywhere. Hip,
but
hip,
ladies
hip
and gentlemen,
square.
We lead today with the big story in D.C. I could not believe my eyes when someone posted online a video of the Cleveland Park Metro Station in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., when I looked up the escalator and coming down was a river.
It's amazing. It looked like a log flume, and people were up to their ankles in water trying to get out of the Cleveland Park Station.
This is where online information can be good and bad at the same time. Good, because I wouldn't know anything that was going on, and bad, because I saw water in the metro, and that's it. There was no explanation.
It's Cleveland Popper. This is the Orange Line. This is the Orange Line. Doors open on the... Doors are open. We have a flood. There's a flood emergency.
Everybody get out of the train.
All right. Anyway,
Mary Berry on the train.
Mary Berry.
Mother Nature set you up.
It's
a metro. Oh my! Look, it's a wall of water. It's a wall of water coming.
So I saw this, but I didn't get any. Okay, did you have storms?
We had a lot of storms come through, like three batches. I missed the first one, and we got the second. And then there was a late one with like loud thunder and some tornadic activity in Maryland.
In the city, it was worse simply because, A, you have so many old trees, right? Yeah. Especially in Northwest, where three cars just on two blocks above where I live now were completely destroyed by just trees falling on them, right?
Yeah, so intense storms in the afternoon.
Yeah, but the rain.
And in the evening.
The
you
rain.
Know what we call that down here in Florida?
What?
Tuesday. Thank you, Florida audience. Thank you, live Florida audience. But I appreciate it.
Where's the water going to go here except for to the metro?
Yeah, and Cleveland Park is actually at the bottom of a hill. We're lucky where our studio is, we're actually Wisconsin Avenue. We're headed up a hill.
Right, multiple stations were flooded, Mike.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me just say that with this. No. Other cities, other municipalities have metro systems. Yeah. Let me just explain. There's this thing called storm drains. There's drainage. It's not supposed
to
work that way.
Sure, and flying saucers, Mike, too. All when this futuristic stuff you're talking
when
about.
When you construct a metro station, especially at the bottom of a hill, you construct it in such a way that there is infrastructure around. But this speaks once again to what is rapidly becoming known nationally as the worst subway system in the United States.
Oh,
although it's pretty, it's not functional.
It's not as pretty as it used to be.
Not as pretty as you. And
it was pretty in like the 80s.
Yeah, it was modern.
Are they not rebuilding it? Are
yeah,
they not
it's shut down. The blue, orange, and silver line right now are shut down this week. And I think it's a 15-day process where they're going to go back in
single
and
track.
Rebuild her.
They were going to close down the green line too, but no metro officials were brave enough to go there to do it.
So this is just rainwater that got down there and it came down into the bottom.
I heard on the news this morning that it is traditional for when storms come through for them to sandbag the Cleveland Park Station. That's how badly designed it is. Like they're like dealing with a hurricane like in 1900
Maine. The levee's going to break, Mike.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the river coming down the escalator is one thing. What really got me was the still picture I saw of a woman wading waist deep in water. That's scary because if you get real, by the way, with the weather extremes we have now, you got some storms yesterday, but you're not talking about the kind of storms that would be involved with a tropical system coming up.
This is not a storm that would be named.
No. Right. It also,
I'm just saying, what if you got 3 days of it?
As far
you
as
got people underwater.
Yeah, you know, if we completely. Had even a tropical depression come through, we would be cooked. Just simply because of the way that, A, the city prepared for something like this. B, I really wasn't sure of the magnitude of the flooding until I stepped outside around 4:30 p.m. and I said, holy S, like this is a problem.
Gushers.
This is a real problem.
Well, I just would like to say this. This is my theory. I am not a scientist, but I will tell you. You hear a lot about sea levels rising. You hear a lot about global warming and pretty consistently debated in this country, but not around the world. And so most clear thinking people do understand this is a bit of a problem. And then I'm here to tell you there are things I'm starting to observe. It is not normal to have 120 degrees in the areas that are having 120
Los
degrees.
Los Angeles and
it's just not supposed to happen. Another little thing. I've been down here for over 10 years, all right? Well over 10 years. What I've never seen is what's happening all over the part of the world I live in. It's not anything where water levels are rising. What has happened is because of the inordinate amount of rainwater that we see, they've let the Gribblies out of fresh water into salt water.
They've moved.
And what is happening in my lake system right now, I told Carla this. I said, you watch how fast this happens. There is a green algae forming along the banks of the lake.
Mm.
It is now about 12 feet out into the middle of the lake. The lake is probably 40 feet across, and on both sides it's doing it. I said, you're going to see what – I've asked people about this. Nobody knows what's going on.
I know what causes it.
What's that?
I learned about this, I remember, in Mr. Gladding's seventh grade science class. It's runoff from lawn fertilizer because you have your green lawns down there. The inordinate amount of rain washes the fertilizer into the water system, and that fertilizer is feeding the algae, which normally wouldn't prosper in that environment, but it's a nutrient-rich environment now because of the runoff of lawn fertilizer, and it's allowing the algae to what they call an algae bloom.
And that's brilliant. Thank you very much, Rob Spiewak, scientist. Golly, Mr. Science, you explained all of it to us.
Get back in the bucket, Billy.
I talked to my friends at KCJJ this morning. They are experiencing horrific, tornadic activity out in the heartland. I will tell you, we are seeing, I really do believe, the scales are tipping a little bit in the area where now it is the norm. Yes, there have been weather extremes every year.
Sure.
But now you're seeing every day at some point we're getting that. And I think you're getting that everywhere, and that's not going to change. You're going to see more of, the expression we use down in South Florida, when it rains here, it rains angry.
Mm. Yeah.
And you're going to see more of the angry type of rain.
What does that do for your gator system?
What that does really with everything, with that horrible situation at Disney, and everybody's vigilant, when the rain comes and when the lake systems rise, one of the reasons you have gators everywhere is because the water is all connected down here.
Right.
Everything's tied into tributaries and lakes and gulfs and rivers and back bays, and it's all kind of, what you do is you just keep your eyes peeled because it's the highway system for a lot of wildlife.
Sure.
And it happens down here. And that's why I hate to say this, because I think, I'm glad Disney responded fast the way they did. But when they put up those split rails with just rope,
yeah,
I said, yeah, that'll keep an alligator out. That's no problem at all. The thing about it is it's all interconnected. Even in the middle of the state, it's done like that. So it's just, and then you've got these weather extremes. I just don't remember where every single day, at some point, somewhere, there was something horrible.
And you know what? It's not just in the summer. The frequency of blizzards are more frequent now. The blizzards of the century happen every 4 years. The thing that amazed me about the metro flooding was that in years past, if someone dropped a French fry, the escalators would shut down.
Yeah.
With all this flooding and all this electricity, the escalators are working.
Looked like a piece of art.
Yeah, it looked like something from an MGM musical.
And am I correct to assume, because I didn't see enough footage on it, were there not people going down the escalator while this was going
up
on?
Yeah, just roofs.
Up is kind of an okay direction.
Yeah, but you're going against
water. I'm looking at the NOAA flood coming down the escalator.
But luckily, when you're standing knee deep in brackish water, there's no electricity around a subway system, so you should be okay.
Jesus,
I mean,
terrifying.
You when you walk up, and for those of you not in the DC area, you have a choice between stairs or an escalator.
Right.
And you make that choice whether...
Rob and I always take the stairs.
Always.
Whether there's a volume situation on either option, or there is simply the like three or four different stairs you have to walk, landings, right? So you look up, you're like, okay, I can walk that. The escalator's beat. But if I walk out and I see water coming down, I was like, I know these engineers... They probably haven't insulated any of this.
No.
I got to take the stairs.
And if you didn't know it a year ago, you know it now. Yeah.
I'm looking at a picture of this lady right now, and she is at the bottom of the stair. It is an absolute waterfall.
A flood,
yeah. She has her little gift bag in her hand with green wrapping, that tissue paper they put. Yeah. She is casually walking through the water, like, dip, 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 heading home. I mean,
she's got her snow globe with the Capitol.
Death. God, do we slay. Hey, does DC do anything better than Slay the Dragon?
No, they're
honest
great.
To God. Does DC do anything better than like, gotta get to work done, gotta put my dress woman shoes on and put my sneakers on so I can walk and ride my bike?
What's great, Oscar, is when you shake the globe of the Capitol. If you shake it, the snow comes down, but it's 3 feet of snow. Global warming.
It's adjusted.
Unbelievable. I mean, it really is scary to look at the infrastructure. You would think that everything was done well, but it's not done well.
God bless the people I had to get home like that.
When I take people around the city, I always end up apologizing because I say, this is embarrassing, but this is the way it is.
Oh,
it's Beirut. We'll take a break and come back. You are listening to the Mike O'Bara Show, DC Metro Day, right here in the studio. Excuse me. Listen, I love the Mike O'Mara Show. It's big, it's funny, it's effective, it's good radio, and I know good radio. Listen every weeknight at 7 p.m. It's strong, good, funny, smart radio. Believe me, the Mike O'Mara Show, making Ocean City great again. 97.1 The Wave.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
to what we care about, making Ocean City great again, and that is a great radio station.
Love
you know,
it.
When we're on from 7 to 9 every night, Monday through Friday, it's a great radio station, but it's wonderful to listen to all over the country. You can just pop that in on their app, and I will tell you something, their music is very unique. I've never gotten into the head of the programmers down there as to how they pick out their music. On the Wave, but I will tell you, it is truly 97.1, by the way. That's the station, 97.1 The Wave. I'm not sure what... Are they doing it on their own? Because
they are.
It's so unique.
They are, and the impression I get from listening to it, it's the kind of station that you can turn on when you get to the beach, and you'll never change it, because you want to know what's around the corner. Yeah. All the music is great.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Got an email yesterday afternoon, like 2 days after I left the store. My Warby Parker glasses are on their way, and I could not be more excited about it. If you hate getting eyeglasses because the choices, the hassle, the expense, forget about it. Warby Parker has come to the rescue for you. No more outrageously priced eyewear. Prescription glasses start at this, $95. That's with everything. That includes the frames, the lenses, and the coating. That's right. The lenses are included in that fee. Try getting that somewhere else. I am telling you, it is wonderful to go to Warby Parker and see the variety they have, to see the choices they have, and to see the convenience they have, especially if you're not able to go to one of their retail stores. You go to warbyparker.com/TMOS, and they have a try-on program. It is a home try-on program where they send you five pairs for free that you don't have any obligation to buy. You can try them on and see how they work. And 5 days, family and friends can help you decide which ones are best for you. Warby Parker is your alternative to overpriced eyewear because there is no middleman. They sell directly to the customers. So whether you visit one of their 30 retail locations like I did, or you go to warbyparker.com/TMOS, you're going to get a great deal. Go to warbyparker.com/TMOS. To pick out your five favorite frames, and they're beautiful pictures online when you go to the website too, where you can see exactly how they look, and they will also give you a little face shape test to tell you exactly what kind of frames you should be getting. That's warbyparker.com/TMOS to get started with a free home try-on kit. warbyparker.com/TMOS. That is a wonderful up-and-coming company that we are very proud to be associated with. So I hope you
can't
like
wait
it.
And till
I can't
you get your frames.
Yeah, I can't wait for the fashion show.
I'm going to put my Truman Capote frames on the first day I'm here. Those are the ones I'm going to say. I'm like, hello, boys. Here we are.
Mike, you went to the dentist yesterday, and before the show, you teased us.
All right. I am getting this hip thing done now. Is it 2 weeks from? It's 2 weeks from Thursday.
Okay.
That's when I'm going to be getting it done. It's July 7th is my surgery date. And there's a lot of pre-stuff that you do nowadays in the world of medical procedures to get yourself ready. Not only do you have to get ready by going to classes and learning and doing exercises.
There's the DNR.
Do not resuscitate. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate that.
I'm only kidding, of course.
That's right. I can't wait till
yours birthday.
And yours are going to fail, pal. You just wait. You're going to be walking up a stair and go, knee's gone.
I'll be in a cart.
Worried about his hips. Worried about his ticker.
The ticker.
Mike, the hips don't lie.
Hello. I'm Rob's heart. This is Rob's... This is Rob's beating heart. Every day, Rob comes into Washington, D.C. Some days, he's late.
Oh, no. I don't like
Sometimes
when I'm late.
He's so late that he has to hustle into the studio.
Oh, no. That would really not be funny if something really...
Can a heart have sleep apnea?
Yes, of course it can. Yes. Oh. The heart actually has a CPAP mask on it.
Can a living, breathing a-hole wear a tiny shirt?
Can I get back to my dentist?
I wish you would.
Jesus, please.
So, one of the things that they say, they're real funky about it, is dental work. Don't have dental work close to the surgery.
Why?
Don't have it. Because you get all sorts of the griblies when they start working on your mouth.
You see, that's so counterintuitive because you can get infections from bad teeth.
Well,
and I would think that would be even worse.
Well, I know that.
I
know that, Forrest. But the thing about it is, I have not had any issues for a very long time.
Right.
And I have crowns put in by the mechanic we all went to. You still going to that hack?
Hey!
Are you still going to that hack? I've seen the X-rays of all of his crowns that he put in, with all of their separations at the bottom.
So that's just what I. Man,
but, hey, just telling you what I know. I'm just telling you what I know.
I'm just saying this. That. If I had dental insurance still, I'd probably still be going there.
Okay, well,
it's Game of Thrones in your mouth.
All I know is that there are a few issues. All right,
Mike has and a tooth that looks like Peter Dinklage.
5 days ago, by the way, I will be giving a Game of Thrones update on tomorrow's show, and I will be doing it without spoiling.
Okay,
but I will be doing it with a. It is going to be my way. And I will not be working off the computer. This will be done by studying, and I will be able to give you the names and plot lines because it's time. It's time that I nerd up on that show a little bit.
You're
so
high.
That I can tell you who is what, and so I know that Tyrion Lannister and Daenerys Targaryen. I'm going to study up on it.
Darius Rucker, all the characters.
Darius Rucker, that's right. Pia Zadora. I will make sure that I'm doing it correctly.
Did you watch? You watched Sunday's episode, right?
I watched Sunday's episode, and as our intern Brittany said, absolutely incredible. As a matter of fact, I'm
stunning.
Not a big. See, I'm going to do. All right, turn it down if you don't want to hear a spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
Turn it
30
down.
Seconds
right
had time.
I'm not a big one for battle scenes. I'm just not. I'm not a big one for that. This one was all in. This was worth it. It was fantastic.
Mike, we can dive in tomorrow. I read 3 articles about how they filmed that scene. I was so into it.
It was phenomenal. It truly, truly was. And by the way, this music played when I walked into the dentist's office.
No kidding.
Yeah. So I had mentioned to you the other day that we had a little bit of a moment when I was trying to get a last-minute appointment because my teeth hurt.
Because you had to get past the receptionist to the lady that could really help you. And the lady, amazingly, the lady that could help you did help you.
Here's the thing. She was not rude, but it was just not. It wasn't getting it done. She was farming me off to another dentist, increasing the stress level. All I wanted to do was be seen by the main lady and hope that they could maybe because of the surgery, it qualifies as a semi-emergency situation.
Okay.
Because they told me at the surgeon's office, get it done as soon as possible. So I was hoping they could get me. This lady's kind of giving me all these different options that are meaningless to me because I can't get it done. Meanwhile, the lady next to her, who ended up being my assistant in the chair yesterday, got up, walked down the hallway, came back and said, you have a 1 o'clock yesterday.
Ooh.
So I walk in 1 o'clock. I'm on guard because the last thing I said when I was walking out of the office the day before was, I'm glad we could help you, sir. And I pointed to the other. I said, well, she did. And then I did a little U-turn and I walked out. So I have obviously made an enemy there, right?
Right.
I have made an enemy there. So here's the procedure. This is what happens. We have to take a break and then I'll come back and tell
you. All right,
very
good. Very good.
But this speaks to, once again, my favorite industry in America, the great game of insurance.
Oh. Oh, so you blame big insurance and not Big Tooth?
Big insurance is complicit with Big Tooth.
Mm.
To fatten the paychecks of the insurance companies and the dentists while we are out here really, you're on your own. Mm. And man, oh man, did I have an epiphany yesterday between Carla and the rhino in the office that was being difficult and then the people that were helpful. I will tell you, it was a real slice of heaven. I got home yesterday, went into that office. I was there at 12:30. I walked home at 5:30 in the afternoon.
What?
Yeah, it sucked. Oh. I'll tell you all about it when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Too hot. Am I bad about that money? Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. No poo. All right, welcome back to...
bother.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint is the best no matter what you need for home or office. Postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, you name it. Vistaprint does it right. What do we have today? We have wonderful business cards. Thank you for sending those into the Mike O'Mara Show at Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia. Rob's got another one today.
What is so cool about Vistaprint is your business card doesn't have to be a business card. This is a card that was printed for a wedding. James Kendall and Lisa Waldman are getting married. All the wedding information is on this two-sided card. All the stuff you would normally have to call the bride and groom and say, how do I get there? When is this? What is this? And
right.
The best thing that says on here is registered at Amazon. If you use Amazon, please use this link. And it shows the Mike O'Mara Show link.
Very, very
cool. So thank you, James Kendall and Lisa Waldman. Congratulations on the marriage.
We haven't even mentioned the offer. 500 business cards for $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS. That's 500 cards under 10 bucks. Use the code TMOS. It's wonderful. Remember to use our code TMOS at Vistaprint.com. And you, my friends, will get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use Use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today. And then send us your card, and it might be Rob that reads yours on the show right here. It's a wonderful way, just an extra way to promote your business.
Love it.
We had that little idea for Vistaprint. They liked it. We said okay, so keep doing
it.
People
are into
it. Makes us look very, very good. All right, so back to dental world.
You got there at 12:30. Was the appointment? You got there a half hour early
because they were taking me at 1 o'clock, and I figured that in the event that they were backed up or there was an, I would extend them the courtesy of getting there early, so
nice
that if they went, it was irrelevant because I was seen at 10 after 1. But that's neither here nor there.
That's fine.
That's okay. I like that. So in the meantime, I walked to the front desk and. Right away, I do the recon to see if the lady that I was kind of nasty to is there. She's not. It's another lady
that
checks
me in.
Hey,
that's great. Maybe they fired her.
Super cool. Nope. She showed up later. She shows up later. She's part of this story.
Mm.
Yeah.
Can I help you here?
Anyway, so here's the thing. I go in, and I don't know what's going on here with crowns, fillings, all that. I don't know where.
Well,
I don't think most people
don't know. They just
you don't know where,
in,
your,
yeah.
where your teeth are filled, where you have a crown. I got a crown, and that's where the problem tooth was. It was a crown that was had separation, and that's where the pain was, and she got it with the
Let me
air.
Be stupid here because I don't know. Is a crown like a filling? What is a crown?
A crown is what a king wears when he is ruling the Winterfell.
Not just a king.
No, a crown is... You don't know what a crown is?
No. Is it like a filling?
It's a cap that goes over your... regular tooth, they use it to save the tooth
as opposed to
drilling it into oblivion.
Understood.
They prep the tooth and they put a
crown
on
top of it.
It's
like those bath fitter commercials.
Bath fitter.
Yeah.
For
just,
the
you
perfect
take a,
fit.
He knows that. I mean, dumbass doesn't know what a crown in a dentist's office is, but he knows bath fitters.
Well, Mike,
you know?
I have to apologize for having such fine teeth that I've never had a crown.
But I can't believe that no one in your world has ever... Carrie's never had a crown or anything like that?
No, Carrie's had false teeth for years.
Rob wins, you bastard. I hate you.
You
I
insult
hate you.
Your wife.
I hate you. Yeah, but he
you
got a great
win.
Laugh out of it. He trumps me, and then he insults his wife at the same time. But it's still one in the W column for Spiewak. So that's the highlight. I take that for the month. That's a highlight right there. She has false teeth.
Honey, take him out tonight, would you?
I can't continue. That's too funny. Oh, God.
Did you have a good day at work, honey? Did you have a good day? Yeah.
So here
Bring
it is.
Bring me some dynamite.
Hey, bring me some dynamite. Yeah.
So I go in, and it's a bad crown, and they're going back and forth. They take like 700 x-rays. I swear to God, my jaw's going to fall off. They took so many. But I didn't know this whole time that the lady who's assisting me and doing most of my stuff is the same lady that got me the appointment. That
okay.
is like Jill of all trades, and she's running around.
And
that
she
office.
Also recognized you as the radio guy. And
no,
so-
that was the hygienist that recognized me as the
okay.
radio guy.
My apologies.
She
okay.
popped by, too, to say hello and do all this. So the one instruction was, if you're going to get something done, make sure it's not major, which I would assume would be root canal or pulling a tooth or something like that. But filling or replacing a crown, I assume,
Minor.
Don't know.
It's not
I know is
as
I'm
invasive as the others.
It's not as invasive, but I figured I'm just going to do it because I don't want it to get worse than it is. So they take the x-rays and then they come in. The doctor finally arrives after a period of time and she's squeezing me in. And it's a very, you can hear the office just buzzing. It's a very busy day. She blows the air on it and I do the, and I know that that's the one area where we got a little problem. And then the dance really begins. Okay. Here's how it works. They go in and they look at the crown. They say the issue is that it's two crowns in the same area where my back teeth are just a mess and they've been taken care of over the years. But, they've been crowned. So they said it's between two, which means ultimately they want to do two crowns. All right. So I said, well, really, I probably should get one. Well, sit tight. We're going to take a look at the x-rays again. About 10 minutes later. One of the ladies comes from the back room. Very nice lady. Sits down. She's got a piece of paper in her hand. I know what's coming. Mm. What's coming is they're giving me the tariff.
The two for Tuesday.
Right. I have a dental plan. I am out of network at this particular office, okay? It usually involves copays. I found out all about dental insurance yesterday, which is really non-existent. There really is no real dental insurance that is significant where you go in.
Catastrophic is the only thing you get. Like when
it's
you,
catastrophic, yeah. But you know what my catastrophic ceiling is for my crap plan?
What?
Is $1,000.
We have the same thing. We have the exact same
thing. It's $1,000.
Yeah.
So it's really designed for if you've got an emergency procedure. But it doesn't cover an emergency procedure because the grand total to get two crowns done with my insurance discount not really a discount, it's what I'm going to pay out of network, over $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I looked at the lady and I said, I can't do that. She said, well, unfortunately, we're not sure whether the pain is coming from number 14 or my, I said, suddenly, I feel like I'm between a rock and a hard place.
Oh, it's a used car dealership.
It was so they've got your engine, to an auto dealership.
They have your engine disassembled at the repair shop.
Yes.
And they're going to charge you to put it back together.
But
they've got you
no,
over a barrel.
There's no dishonesty here.
No.
I believe them, but the feeling I have is that this is just... that I'm getting effed. And you know who I'm getting effed by? The insurance. Carla added it up, okay, with what we pay, which is $900 a year for the dental plan. Do you know how much we make if we have procedures done? We make $100.
Yeah.
That's how much we, that's the
you
benefit.
You save $100.
We save $100 because the ceiling is $1,000. It's not even insurance. It's a misnomer. I didn't know this because I don't pay attention. I get my teeth clean. That's it. You know, back in the day when I get all these crowns done by Dr. Friday off, you know, who comes in and just goes, hey, how you doing? Nice tits. And then pops the crown on and doesn't pay attention.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Rob, it's the truth.
He said that to
everybody,
you?
Rob, no, you bought in. Know. You bought in like every rube idiot at WJFK that this was the saint of saints. And you know what? No. Wrong.
Well,
wrong.
Right, too I many have things to, that have to, gone I have south. To, I have to offer counterpoint. You have,
well, you don't get anything done. You
you're
get
transferring,
perfect teeth until
you're
bought,
transferring a little bit of frustration here.
Well, I'm frustrated with the whole game.
He did save my gums, and he's given me a couple fillings, and that's the extent of the work.
And you had, and it was covered.
Yeah, it was covered.
Stevie was able to save those gums if you weren't covered. But anyway, that's another story.
All right.
So the thing about it is I'm sitting down there, and suddenly my heart rate is through the roof because I'm looking at this bill, and I've already had to lay out these expenses for other healthcare because I'm getting surgery done. So I'm freaking out.
I guess so.
I call Mrs. O'Mara, who's kind of our insurance interface, and she said, well, what's the deal? Do you want me to just call? I said, just find out. I said, I'm going to get one done. I'm going to assume it's the one that's the bad one that's
roll
hurting.
Roll the dice, yeah.
And roll the dice because I'm not doing that today. I'm not prepared to do that today. Now, they'll work out a plan for you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. No money down. No money down. Yes, sir. No
they
financing
learned,
until October for your tooth. For your tooth.
They learned,
medical procedure.
They learned that from chiropractic.
This is the majority of dental, even when we worked for CBS Radio. CBS Radio, I remember going, I said, we make dog-ass money, but we're part of this huge corporation. I can't wait to really double down on this dental insurance. Mm-hmm. And I probably was 27 at the time, and it was just some minor procedures they had to perform.
Right.
And I'm in Phoenix, which, by the way, it costs a little less to do business down there. And I looked at my bill, and I said, what about my insurance? They said, oh, these procedures are not covered through your insurance.
Yeah,
and it's worse now.
And it's worse now. Sure. It is. I remember, I don't know how much work we had done, but I think we did okay with our insurance at that office, Rob. That's what I remember. The CBS plan.
Well, I know. I remember this.
Good.
The CBS plan was good. In retrospect, I found out there were other companies that are better.
Yep.
But
yep.
You know what? I never had to pay a dime for Robert's entire leukemia treatment. So right. You know what? It was okay by me. Saved me a few bucks there.
Yeah, but
it
medical was, and dental are separate.
They are separate. Yes.
So I got to, how behind am I here?
No, you're fine. You got 6 minutes before you have to break.
Do I have 6 minutes?
One crown, well, Mike, if we're keeping track at home.
Here it is. I got to get this in. So I'm stressed out. Carlos says, do you want me to call? I said, well, I'm in between. Well, what do you want me to do?
I'm going to go ahead and do the procedure. I'm getting numbed up.
Meanwhile, they prep the tooth. I'm going with one. I've made the call. Carla's going to figure out how much I have to pay when I
check
out.
These are molars?
That's it. These are molars in the back. Yes. And so we proceed, and they do a thing where they prep the tooth, and then I've got a little thing around that I have to press on to kind of separate the gums, and I have to sit there for about 5 minutes and let it just
painful.
Separate the gums. So I'm putting pressure on it. It's
you're
not
doing
painful,
what you're best at, Mike. You're making an impression.
I'm making a wonderful impression. So I'm sitting there, and they've got it. And then meanwhile, all of a sudden, I hear this voice.
Uh-oh.
A very familiar voice who comes in, and the gist of it was, well, are we still going to do the procedure?
Oh, oh no.
And I am in the chair with my back directly facing, and I turn around over my shoulder, and it's her. It's her. Mm. And so I said, I turn around, and I've got the thing in my mouth. So it's like this. I'm going, so I said, okay, excuse me, what's going on? She said, just seeing if we're going to do your procedure. Your wife was very upset. I said,
no.
I said, and so immediately, even with the thing in my mouth, I said, she's not upset. She's simply trying to get the answers as to what our out-of-pocket is going to be today. Well, okay, but we're going to do it. She said, all right, well, I'll get back on the phone with her. I said, no, you won't.
No.
I want her to speak to somebody else. She said, I've done nothing but help you, sir. Can you tell me? I've got an apparatus in my mouth, and she's starting to go toe-to-toe because I know that's her vibe because I finally tipped her, okay?
Yeah.
I finally tipped her to the reality of who she is, which is a bully and somebody who wants to make it an unpleasant experience.
Sure.
So I sit
you
there.
You got a bully, a bully.
She said, can you tell me what have I done wrong? I said, I've got something in my mouth. I'm not talking to you right now. And so they turned it over to another lady. By the way, it was Carla texted me back what it was going to cost. Yeah, was it something a lot? Yeah, it's a lot of money. Crowns are expensive. Mm-hmm. They are. Check it out. But the fact is, no longer am I dealing with this lady.
Good. That's
and they
a step.
Went in, and the dental work was I think fine. I think it was okay. Mm-hmm. But my stress level is off the charts. Meanwhile, the assistant who's a witness to all this is having a ball. She thinks this is the funniest thing.
Do you get the vibe that she hates?
Let me finish. You know why she thinks it's great?
Why?
Because she's on my side.
Yeah.
She loves that this lady's getting her balls busted because I'm sure the ladies like that with everybody in the office as well as patients. And it wasn't, by the way, nothing over the top rude, but just this heavy-handed kind of tone. And also,
she's accustomed to getting her way.
And she's going to do it her way, and she's used to telling people they're boned every day with
bitch
these
on
insurance
wheels.
Things.
Just
she
bitch
loves
on
it
gotta tell,
she doesn't worry
you
about
gotta
it.
You got to tell the doctor or the dentist. You have to tell them.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you what I'm doing. I got, 5-7 days, they're popping the new one on. You get a temporary, and then they put the real one on. But during all of this, and I got to wrap this up, during this whole thing, I am reminding the people that are caring for me that I have to get a clearance from this office to get the doctor to say there's no infection, there's nothing. So they do the little gum check where they go around. I'm getting twos and threes, but I get a few fours, which is not good. And I think because I mentioned they're measuring the gum line.
Yes.
And I believe my gums are fine. I believe I had a little pain in the tooth, but I don't think it's anything that's all that big.
Well,
a
you
deal.
Floss but every day like a mental patient.
I do.
You're fine. You're fine.
But the thing about this is with this concern they have in these offices, they now they realize responsibility. They want to make sure they want to double check. Now, at the same time, I'm told, well, in order for them to sign off, I have to get a hygienist appointment. And so they call me back and they said, listen, the doctor can't clear you for this surgery unless you get a full workup from the hygienist.
You're
and I'm sitting
just
there going,
there.
Yeah. And that, yeah, I would think that would have preceded the procedure.
Right, exactly. So I'm going through this, and I say, okay, well, when do you have available? We have July. I said, hold it, please. I am waiting to find out if I have a procedure. The earliest they get me is June 30th, and that's all they can do. My stress level walking out of that
out
office
of got to be in the stars.
Is off the charts because it's just so.
Can you go to another dentist?
I suppose I can.
I think
but
you
at
can.
This stage, at this stage, I got to get the old crowneroo popped on me. You know what I said when I woke up this morning to my wife? I said, you know what? I'm gonna go in today and tomorrow because I have to go to other deals for the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just gonna say, what do I do? What should I? Can I wait till June 30th and have the little inspection done and get the clearance? And if they say fine, they say fine. I'm not dealing with another dental office. I'm not doing it. I'm not dealing. I am so right now because of a dentist. I am so off the charts with the stress level. It's ridiculous. But it's the system. And yeah. I share these stories not to be funny. I swear to God. I share these stories because I know there are 5 million of you out there that have gone through the same drill where you look at a dental bill after having a major procedure done and you go, holy S.
What happened?
Yeah.
What happened? And there's no help. None. Because we are rubes. And we get boned by insurance companies and it sucks. Now, on the other end of things, the you know, I've got pretty decent medical coverage. I'm real happy with it. With the dental world, holy S. And then I find out that it's very hard to find any program that's terrific that covers you for
even the most expensive programs available now aren't perfect.
Yeah. Aren't perfect. They don't cover everything. It doesn't get
done. I think your best play is to get with your hip doctor, the guy that's gonna do your procedure.
Yeah.
And say, what's my next step? How should I handle this? Because you know what?
Well, I called him last night. He said, Mr. O'Meara, I suggest that you bend over and kiss your ass goodbye.
That's what he said. And Mike, that procedure is covered.
Thank you.
You have to get a permit for your teeth.
Yeah, and I look forward to, I commit to our listening audience in the year 2017. I'm not going to say one goddamn, my right eye is going to be falling out of the socket, and you're going to go, hey, Mike, your right eye's falling out of the socket. You all right? Yeah, fine. No problem. Let's talk about beer, because I'm tired of talking about medicine. Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
I don't like cake and cookies. Rob and Katie.
And it's not really a recipe, but I do shrimp, like a lemon wine sauce with a little bit of cracked red pepper. And then just to put that over pasta.
I guess the best thing I make, Carrie will back me up. I make an excellent chicken and dumplings. Yes.
Oh, I love chicken and dumplings. What's your favorite thing that Carrie makes?
Love.
Oh. You made her laugh.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Is that with false teeth or without?
That's before.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. You know, we all live in an era of smart cars, smartphones, smart homes. Smart technology has made everything smart until you lose something.
Yeah.
That's enough to make smart people feel dumb, stupid. But losing things is now a thing of the past thanks to Tracker. Tracker, what is it? I'll tell you. Okay, fine, do it. A coin-sized device that locates misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers, and it finds anything in seconds. Just pair Tracker with your smartphone, attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. Oscar is demonstrating the fabulous Tracker system right now, and you've got it on your key ring. The cool thing about Tracker, you can find anything, your keys, but if it happens to be your smartphone that you lose, it goes the other direction.
Yeah.
You press a button on that little Tracker device, and it rings your phone, even if it's
on
silent.
Used it this weekend.
Did you really? Yeah,
it saved me, I would say, a solid hour of my life.
You'll never lose anything again thanks to Tracker. TMOS listeners get a special 30% discount off their entire order. Just go to vtracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's T-H-E, tracker.com. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to vtracker.com right now and remember that promo code again, TMOS, for 30% off. That is a great deal, and that is vtracker.com, and we thank you.
News.
ESPN, the magazine, has revealed the 19 athletes who are appearing naked in its annual body issue.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm not completely familiar with every single athlete on this list, but I will tell you, if you've got a favorite out there, listen to see if your person is on the list. The NFL players, Steelers receiver Antonio Brown, know him, know what he looks like. Denver Broncos linebacker Von Miller, and the deliciously candy-coated Vince Wilfork.
Mm.
He's a nose tackle for the Houston Texans. Okay, look forward to that.
A true laugh out of Rob Ford on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can't wait to see him naked, huh, Rofo? That should be pretty good.
Yeah.
Vince said... What did he say? I didn't hear it.
Just
I didn't hear
said,
it.
Yep.
All 350 pounds.
There you go. That's right. He's 325 plus. His quote, I know I don't have six packs and the eight packs and all that, but I'm perfectly fine with what I am. I look at a guy that's 325 plus doing an issue like this. It's okay to be who you are. That's good.
That's nice. Right? When you're getting paid millions of dollars for your size, why not?
Sure.
Why not? The basketball players are Miami Heat star Dwayne Wade.
Oh,
everybody knows him. Elena Del Don. Is it D-O-N-N-E? Is it Donnie or Donnie of the Chicago Sky in the WNBA? I don't know.
I'm not following the WNBA this year, so
I don't know
And the only baseball player this year is long and lean Chicago Cubs ace Jake Arrieta. Boyetta. I know him. He's I think he's a bearded one. There's also MMA star Conor McGregor. We know that. Women's World Cup soccer player Kristen Press.
Nice.
Now, for some reason, out of the, everybody on this list, Oscar, she's one that I probably would look. Would that be?
Oh, you're going to eyeball
up?
Her.
Yeah. Yeah. Surfer Courtney Conlog. Or Conlog, motocross stud Ryan Dungey, Paralympian triathlete Alyssa Seeley, and transgender dual duathlete Chris Mosier.
Nice.
And this year's Tastefully Naked Olympians are former diver Greg Louganis.
Yes.
Swimmer Nathan Adrian. Runner Emma Coburn, wrestler. Why am I reading all these names?
I remember. Do you remember the first issue? And I think they only had two. It was Craig Stadler and Tom Landry, and it was tastefully done.
Wrestler Adeline Gray, female fencer. Okay, I'm sorry. We're getting too obscure for the
fencer.
People that wanted to get naked. I'm not going to share the female fencer. All right,
fencer,
fencer.
Hey, you're a female fencer.
Duper duper. When Charlie Sheen first told Matt Lauer he was HIV positive, he insisted that he never put anyone else at risk by not telling them about his condition. Yesterday, he went back on the Today Show and admitted that he wasn't 100% truthful. Two women he had sex with didn't know he was HIV positive, but he said they were never at risk because, quote, protection was always in place.
Never at risk, Mike. Never at risk.
Okay. The only protection, right, is a condom, isn't
yeah,
that
is
the
it? Way well, that yeah, works? And that honeycomb condom wasn't around.
Yeah, that special new condom.
Yeah, the new one,
pushing.
Yeah.
He said he did it because, quote, everyone that I had told up to that moment had shaken me down. He said he's already been taken for millions. And he's facing lawsuits from several women. Maybe stop boning so much, Charlie. That's
I don't know,
idea.
Mike. He's truly a victim. It's almost as if the world's against him.
Charlie said being open about his HIV status was like, quote, being released from prison. And he also said he regrets a few things, you think?
Really?
Like not using a condom when he contracted HIV.
That tiger blood now, if you really think about it, it's got a low T-cell.
Yeah. Bad blood.
During a speech at Cannes, the film festival yesterday, Will Smith admitted that he hated Wild Wild West. Maybe even more than you did. He said Muhammad Ali actually pulled him back to reality and got him to refocus. But before that, quote, I had so much success, he said, that I started to taste global blood and my focus shifted from my artistry to winning. I wanted to win and be the biggest movie star. Okay, let me just say about that quote, all right? It's still Will Smith promoting Will Smith. There's nothing humble about saying I wanted to conquer the world and then I wanted to I realize that I've got to go back to making great films. You're still just an egomaniac.
Mike, you, the way you wrote that story is like a great novel because it started out he was a hero because he hated Wild West. And then he referred to his career as artistry. And that's when he lost.
What about After Earth? Did he apologize for that?
Yeah, you know, there are a few that he ought to apologize. He ought to, apologize for that kid.
Yeah, both of them.
Really, all of the kids. So anyway, he says, I found myself promoting something because I wanted to win versus promoting something because I believed in it. All right.
Too late.
It's fine to say that past tense. Yeah. You know when you want to be a hero? Say it the week Wild Wild West
is moving
out. Yeah, this movie really sucks. I don't believe in it. That
Stay
was
not my best effort. Stay tuned for next week.
So he's just basically dissing the movie industry. He said, smoke and mirrors and marketing and sales is over. Back in the 80s and 90s, you had a piece of crap movie. You put a trailer with lots of explosions, and it was Wednesday before people knew your movie was crap. But now what happens is 10 minutes into the movie, people are tweeting, this is crap, go see Vin Diesel. No, people are still putting crappy trailers out for crappy movies.
Going to Fast and the Furious because I'm a fan and I know what I'm getting into, right?
Exactly.
Also, the reboot or the sequel to Independence Day comes out this weekend. Mike, and this is quite the timing for him to start piping up about his work because he allegedly is not involved in this movie. He's coming.
Not at all. Bitching about action adventure, the genre. That's what he's doing in a way. It's all self-serving. It really is. By the way, I haven't gotten a chance to tell you about my kid's first movie experience. I'll talk about that tomorrow, and I will tell you about my new something. I love taking my kid to the movie. Love the experience, but there's one element of it that really kill me now. If I have to do and sit through that again.
Okay.
And I'll tell you about that tomorrow. Let's move on. Here are the five things that you probably know can kill your gas mileage, but a lot of us don't seem to stop doing it. Speeding, number one. Driving aggressively, because you put the pedal to the metal and you go super fast. That does it. Flooring it when the light turns green. I think people might not think about that one, but you know, you're aware that if you
gotta
press down the accelerator, you got
to
move.
Places
tailgating. In NASCAR, it's called drafting. Drivers do it to save fuel, but everyone's going different speeds on the highway, so you end up hitting the brakes a lot, which kills your gas mileage.
Okay. That makes sense. I never thought I was drafting someone on 95.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but if you're tailgating, you actually have to control the speed.
Yeah,
and go based stop, on start,
that. But it was so never like, oh man, I got a quarter tank. Let me get this to last a little longer. Let me get really close to the person in front of me.
And yet, Oscar is still wearing a helmet. But he doesn't understand why.
Yeah. Number five is driving with a ton of stuff in your car. Every extra 100 pounds decreases your gas mileage by about 1%, which isn't much, but it can add up. A lot of people basically use their trunk like it's a storage unit, and you don't do that. Huh. If you take the crap out of it, you're going to be better off, and I thought that's just a public service message. That group, the Daughters of the American Revolution.
D-A-R!
Yeah.
D-A-R. They wanted to set a world record by sending 10,000 letters to active members of the military in 1 month. But there were a few rules they had to follow that made it pretty tough. Each person could only write one letter. I love this story.
Oh, wow.
So you couldn't just write 500 yourself, and you also had to pay for your own postage. But they released the final numbers at an event on Saturday, and they didn't just hit the 10,000 mark. They crushed it. Over 100,000 people wrote letters.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
That's more than 10 times what they were hoping for. The final total was 10904. 100,904 letters, and it sounds like most of them were written by members, volunteers, and school kids.
I like that.
That's nice.
There's some photos online that show boxes of letters stacked on top of each other, and they posted a photo on Facebook of the official world record certificate they got from Guinness. I have a little knowledge of this. For those of you not in the know, people at obscure locations, and there are plenty of them in our military overseas, it's getting something. It's getting a mail call. It's still important to these guys, getting the service people. I'd love to get involved in the future in something like this because it really means a lot to the service people over there, and I think that's very, very cool. And now a little something-something for you guys.
Hey, you guys!
What is the new hot trend in fashion?
Yes?
Zits.
Oh.
Believe it or not, the hottest trend at Fashion Week in Milan, Italy right now is acne. A designer named Muto Guo, Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, hold your comments to the end, please. A designer named Muto Guo, had makeup artists give all of his models' faces full of pimples before they walked down the runway on Monday. No one is quite sure why, and don't look at me for answers. I've never understood high fashion. It just makes me even more confused to see the models. I saw a picture with all the fake acne on them. Mm-hmm. But I am pretty sure within the next year, the Rofo collection will be flying off the shelves. Oh, that's it. I'm sorry,
he's
Rofo.
He's here in studio.
I know. That's why I wanted to do it. That's
he gave
why
you the
I wanted
thumbs
to do
up.
It. I couldn't help myself. Rofo, you're smart enough to know that was coming, right? You knew that was coming.
Absolutely. I'm going to take advantage of this.
Yeah, Helen Teller knew that was coming.
That's the way to handle it, everybody. By the way, Rob Spiewak knew that joke was coming after the third word. So that's when I look at him. He knows better. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault right
that's
here.
That's the
Michael Merritt Show. That's what we're doing.
Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
You know, Gary, if you want the latest information about the latest technology, there's only one place to go.
Wikipedia?
No, Tech 411, starring Oscar Santana and Todd Moore.
Never heard of it.
Oh, they're both very lonely, sad guys who are very into tech, and they want to share that with the world.
I didn't know they had a podcast.
Yes, they do. It's right here as part of the Moore Broadcasting Network.
Who?
For more information, visit us at moorebroadcasting.com.
Oh, we didn't get to buy a t-shirt. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Attention business owners, if you're hiring, you want to find the best candidates. Of course you do. If you want to find quality candidates, there's a great place to go. It's ZipRecruiter.com. Find the perfect hire for your business. Cast that wide net. Post your job on all the top job sites, and you can do it with ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job to all of them, even social media like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. You can find candidates in any city for any industry nationwide. Think about it. You've got a dental office.
Sure.
A medical office. You got a car dealership. You got any business at all, and you want to fill it with a great person. You're like, well, you know, I think if I put the job site up and it's just local people, that might not work. You send it out and cast that wide net out for ZipRecruiter.com, and you're going to find somebody that's maybe ready for a change, ready for a quality move, and wants to get to a different city, and suddenly the match is made. ZipRecruiter will take all your qualified candidates, they'll roll into an easy-to-use interface, and you don't have any more useless emails. emails or phone calls to your office. They do it, and they do it efficiently. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. And without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for my birthday.
Birthday!
Wednesday, June 22nd. Thanks for all your cards and letters, people.
I wasn't going to lead with this, but based on your dental story, I'm going to move this one to the top.
Okay.
A guy, he's a good Samaritan. Okay. He's in California, I believe. His name is Derek DeAnda. He pulls over. He sees a van on its side. People are trapped inside. He's there before the medical people are there.
Oh, this is scary.
So he gets out of his car, pulls over, breaks the glass, helps them out. Unfortunately, when he breaks the glass, he scratches himself, draws a little blood, nothing serious, but he saved the lives of these people. When the medical professionals arrive, they take his pulse just to make sure he's okay. He gets a bill for $143 for being a good Samaritan. Here he is to talk about how he feels about it.
And I pulled up right as it happened, and there was a guy standing inside the van because it was on its side, holding a two-year-old infant. Why do I have to pay a $150 bill? I mean, why would I want to stop to help somebody if I'm going to get a bill for $150?
And, you know, that just speaks to insurance. And I hope they really waive this. I pray they waive this.
Yeah. By the way, getting rid of what we have now isn't going to solve the problem.
Oh,
if you think for a second that all the people want to take away this or this is bad. By the way, this, you can call it whatever you want. You can call it Obamacare. You can call it, we need something better.
Mm. Yeah.
Much, much better. And I just hope we get it soon. I really
Clinton
do.
Clinton care.
Clinton care. It couldn't hurt. Right.
And if anyone is interested, I'll be pleased to take your pulse for $60. I'll just tell you that. I think I could get a second career, Mike, as a analyst on ESPN for the NBA. Have you heard of Stephen A. Smith?
He's a lightning rod. He's tremendously controversial. He makes all sorts of grandiose statements, and he's always in the news.
Well, the predictions that he had made for the past 6 NBA championships, if you were to flip a coin, there is a 98% chance that you would get at least one right. Do you know that his last 6 predictions have been wrong?
Yes!
And you know what? Not only is that a great statistic.
Is this going into the final?
Yes, before the final begins.
Okay,
listen to
good.
This montage that this guy put together. Obviously a hater on YouTube, but I love when hate is used in a creative way.
I gotta give Miami the edge.
The Dallas Mavericks are NBA champions.
OKC collectively as a unit is a better team. They'll take Miami out in 6 games.
The Miami Heat are once again NBA champions.
I'm picking the San Antonio Spurs to win this series.
It's back-to-back titles for the Heat.
I'd probably bet my money on the Spurs, but I use the word probably because, Skip, I'm not doing it.
The Spurs are the 2014 NBA champions.
I'm going with the Cavs.
What? The Golden State Warriors are the 2015 NBA champions.
I'm picking the Golden State Warriors.
The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
Remember, even if you use the pop-o-matic bubble, you could roll dice. You have a 1.6% chance of doing what he did.
Oh, that is fantastic. That is, I love that, Rob. That is a great clip.
Good stuff there. Oh, now let's do this. The Univision has, you know, amazing news covers. They have the sexiest weather people, right?
Oh, yeah.
They actually booked and interviewed, allegedly, the gay lover of the shooter of the Orlando nightclub. But how they did it was great. They didn't, like, put him in silhouette. They put him in heavy makeup. He looked like Billy Crystal at the end of Mr. Saturday Night. Yeah, he had a toupee. He had a mustache. He had, like, all sorts of latex appliances.
My people like our costumes.
So, yeah. So he is costumed, and his voice has been electronically altered. But what he says is, you know, I think we were all surprised when we found out that the shooter had been at the club before.
But went in earlier, came back, and started shooting.
But this guy speaks to the, again, it's all alleged, but he says he was the shooter's lover.
You had a relationship with Omar Martin.
Yes. I have a relationship with Omar Martin.
Did you have sex with him?
Yes, I do.
Did you have a long relationship with him?
And I considered that longer because that was only 2 months. But yes, we was like they call in friend with benefits.
Did you ever detect any kind of violence actions from him or attitudes from him?
Not at all. I never detect anything. He was a very sweet guy, very cuddly. He loved to be cuddly. That's one of the things I start to get and see from him. He looking for love. He looking to be embraced.
His wife knew that he was gay.
Yes, his wife knew he was gay.
And she accepted it.
Yeah, she accepted it.
Again, it's all alleged, but I do believe Univision is owned by NBC,
yes.
Right?
So they fall under their umbrella. I got a little crap detector going off here. Tiny little crap
really?
Detector. Yeah. Either one of you guys have that feeling at all?
I don't know.
Maybe this could be crap.
I thought it seemed genuine to me.
I could have seen him as a baby spoon.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? I mean, it's interesting
and if the mania,
that.
Look, we could talk about this till the cows come home, but I would say that if you are so conflicted within your own beliefs and what your body is telling you,
yeah,
you know, it's got, I mean, that in itself, who knows what that does to a person?
Got
to
carry up,
snap somebody. Obviously, it did. But
all right, I know that's a little
more to come on this. That's for sure.
It's a sort of a deep subject, but I thought it was important that we heard that, and also the fact that they put him in Billy Crystal makeup. Let us close.
You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show Audio Vault.
Let us close with this, Mike. You mentioned it before. It is tremendously hot in California.
In Beverly Hills, did you know this? It was 108. Yeah. Of course, because it was Beverly Hills, it only looked 90. Now, folks.
It's your magic audio ball. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. Thanks for joining us on the Mike O'Mara Show. Wanted to take a moment and say that November 5th, we're coming to D.C. with a sold-out show at the D.C. Improv, and then a wonderful meet and greet right after at the Mad Hatter in Washington, D.C. And I know there's been a little controversy with some people that are excited about us coming, and I know that they're doing some things at the Mad Hatter, and certain people are like spinning off and doing their own thing. We're going to the Mad Hatter, and we're going to see everybody.
Everybody.
We're going to see
every
you
room,
all there.
Everybody.
You can be on the bottom floor, the top floor, the basement, hanging from the chandelier. It doesn't matter. We're going to try to meet every single one of you when we come to D.C. So please, make your way over to the Mad Hatter. There is nothing other than your presence that is required.
Yep. I want to see you there.
We are not charging a cover charge.
There are no minimums. Just come on out.
There are no minimums. Just come in and say hello. We love everybody that's getting excited about this, and we want to see them as well. So join us for the meet and greet. Should be spectacular. That's it. I want to thank Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and all of you for making my birthday special. We'll see you next time for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Free Merle.
Poo Corner.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.